And then the final verses. As pink lotuses, sweet scented and lovely, spring from a heap of rubbish thrown in the highway, so among those who have become as rubbish, among ignorant ordinary people, the disciple of the perfectly enlightened one shines forth exceedingly in wisdom. Pink lotuses. Well, I haven't seen them in the rubbish by the highway, but I have seen pink lotuses in India, growing in thick, viscous, black, muddy, evil-smelling pools. And they are an amazing sight. Deep pink lotuses growing out of it. They really take the breath away. I mean, they're not like our water lilies. They stand strong and proud. And they glow. They're kind of luminous above the black muck. And I've always seen them where, in particularly, kind of oozy, nasty, black stuff completely transfigure the scene. They take the breath away. The verse could be read as if the disciple is sort of self-satisfied. He's there among the rubbish, shining out. But I think it's best to read this verse more in the light of descriptions of a bodhisattva. The bodhisattva being the being dedicated to enlightenment for all beings. He or she is like a beautiful pink or white or red lotus who's growing up out of the mud but is there with others, other lotus buds which are, as it were, in the mud. But the bodhisattva isn't touched by the dirt. He's in it but not of it. In it but not of it. That's the lotus imagery. Shining with wisdom to open the lotus buds of others. That's why the bodhisattva is there. To shine with wisdom, to open the lotus buds of others. So this is what we need to dedicate our lives to. These verses we've looked at over the last week kind of present a spiritual path for those of us who are interested. We need to unfold our spiritual potential, wake up to the centrality of mind, the rich potential of our mind. We need to develop and unfold that mind. We need to give up quarrelling, give up hatred. We need to cultivate love, mindfulness. We need to attain the jhanas, the higher states of consciousness. We need to see the lakshanas, the marks, with the eye of wisdom. We need liberation from all restriction. And we need to cultivate the bodhisattva's love. The love that is said to continuously ripen living beings. The love that draws forth their deepest potential, so that they're able to grow and expand to liberation themselves. What else is there to do? What else is there worth doing?